Good morning. It is Monday, April 15th, 2019. It is almost 2 months. It's hard to believe. It's almost 2 months since I actually made my last podcast. And that has been deliberate. I believe very much in what it is that I'm trying to do with this podcast and where it is that I'm trying to go with my vision. My biggest goal simply is to bring more awareness to, actually, I shouldn't say simply, it's twofold. It's to bring more awareness to the general public, really, and to our individual communities in which we are living and a part of. I want to increase the awareness of the impacts of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, actually, on the lives of those of us who have it. Especially African-American women, when I look out at the different, let's say, publications, informative resources, whether it's be online or, actual print, I don't see a whole lot of representation from African-American women, and fibromyalgia is something that is very much a part of our community. Many of us suffer from it, actually, and it is devastating to our lives. It brings about major changes, whether it is that, you're on medication to maintain the life that you had before it came upon you, or if it devastates you in that it totally changes your life and you lose a lot of what you did have when it came upon you. And I don't like to use the word lose, but I will use it at this point, and I will elaborate on that in future podcasts. I don't believe that we actually ever lose if we're about winning. I believe that our losses are actually transitions. Our lives are being transitioned into something else, and for me, it's something more. But that is a mindset that I have, and it is my goal to increase that mindset amongst the community of us who suffer from fibromyalgia. So why has there been almost 2 months between the first podcast and this one? I wanted to be very deliberate about what it was that I was saying and what it is that I will say in the future. But I did say it was twofold, so I want to increase awareness. But the second thing is I want those of us who have it, and primarily, I guess I should speak for myself. I want to use it as a platform to just really encourage and inspire anyone else out there who's suffering from anything. I believe suffering is actually a part of living. It's the human experience. And in that, I mean, people could be suffering from financial issues, health issues, mental illness, career issues. That ultimate why am I here, what's my purpose, what's my calling, those type issues. I believe that, we all have something that we're struggling with, that we're striving to be or to get or to maintain. And my goal is to help us to see that those strivings and those things that we feel like we're fighting against, they can actually be a catalyst or a platform in which we can do a whole lot of great things in life. So I wanted to be able to articulate that clearly and have it in my mind clearly what it is that I'm trying to do. When I set myself out in front as an example of where a person can go despite fibromyalgia and to inform people of the devastating changes that can come upon a person's life and how they need to be in the right community of supporters, whether that be family, whether that be a fibromyalgia support group or what have you, that devastation can turn into something that propels them, catapults them into something else. But if that support, that community is not there, then that devastation turning into a platform that catapults someone to something else, it actually manifests itself a lot stronger in the person's life. And unfortunately, in some cases, we have seen where people have actually taken their lives because the suffering is too much. And so my goal is to really to stop that, and at the very least to decrease those numbers, and just for people who come across the podcast to just be encouraged, you know, whether you have fibromyalgia or not, just to be encouraged that you know, despite some of the worst things in our life, those things that we classify as that there is a beauty in life, and I hope that there is always hope that one gets from listening to me. So I'm glad that I took the time to make sure that I knew what I wanted to say. Thank you so much for listening to this second podcast. And I hope to continue to edify, empower, and enable those of us to be more purpose-driven in our lives.